Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Let's talk a bit of NRL, and we do it thanks to King G. Comfort is king, and King G is made for comfort. Saturday Sinbin on Triple M Hoops. Kenty, Gordy Tallis Maroon, about to speak to the chairman of the ARL, a man that's been working tirelessly for the game. Peter Volandis, welcome to our show.
Good morning, Anthony.
How are you, my friend? Were you out on the driveway this morning at 6 o'clock? Because I reckon we could excuse you with the workload you've had at the moment.
No, unfortunately, I was still asleep at 6 o'clock, Anthony, I have to confess, because it's been a pretty long week. And
yes,
any bit of sleep you can get at the moment is very valuable.
I love your honesty, Pete.
Speaking of that long week, Pete, just bring all the listeners up to speed. Where are we up to in terms of the negotiation and the game getting restarted?
Look, all's on target for the 28th of May to recommence. We've got a few little details to finalise with the broadcasters, but hopefully that'll be done next week. We'll come up with a competition structure that'll go back to Project Apollo and to the players and the clubs to ensure that everyone's comfortable with it. At this stage, what's definite, I guess, is that the State of Origin will be played at the end of the season. I think that's a decision that that will be made. But the rest of the competition structure will be determined early next week.
Pete, the negotiations with Channel 9 and Fox Sports at the moment, Foxtel at the moment, obviously I was just talking on air and just said that ultimately it is the NRL's decision to come together and put the games on. Is there a risk that you might actually say to 9, well, look, you're after this amount, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to put, you know, say 20 games on rather than 17 that 9 would prefer?
Look, you're 100% correct, Paul. The decision on the competition structure is entirely the NRL's. And however, when you have two important partners that provide 70 to 80% of your revenue, you certainly have to engage with them and you try to satisfy them as much as you can, because it's not only for now, it's well into the future. As I say, they're probably our prime partners. And as a good partner, you sit down and you listen to them. But ultimately, the decision rests with the NRL, and we will make that decision in consultation with the players and the clubs. So, but I've got to say, I think there'd probably be some misreporting in some regards. Channel 9 have been exceptionally amicable in the negotiations, as has Fox. They've always been held in good spirit and good faith, so I can't fault them at the moment.
What's the hold-up then? If things are good, why did you not come to a decision yesterday?
Because we needed some further information, which affects both broadcasters, not just the one broadcaster. And that should be stressed, that the reason the decision wasn't made yesterday was that the length of the season would affect both broadcasters.
Because of the T20 World Cup.
There's other sporting events that are on those periods of time, but there's also other factors that come into account, and we just needed a bit more time. I would have liked to have made the decision on Friday, but you have to be sensible. You don't cut your nose to spite your face. I think the extra days were necessary, and we've got plenty of time. There's still 5 weeks before the 28th of May. But what was important yesterday is that we had a commencement date, the 28th of May. Both broadcast partners are 100% behind us on the 28th of May. So, it's all systems go to get to the 28th of May. There's still a lot of hurdles to overcome. It's not going to be an easy path to that date. But at least we know we've got a target date and we'll do everything we can to get there.
I'm talking about a target date. Do we have a new target on you getting a new 2IC or a new boss coming in to help you?
Look, our focus at the moment, Gordon, is on recommencing the season and the cost structure of the game. The cost structure of the game at the moment is not sustainable, and it was going to be a train crash at some point in time. The coronavirus has just brought it forward. So we need to focus on getting the game going, securing the revenues from the broadcasters, and then looking at the cost structure. That has to be done now. We can't wait 3 or 4 months when a new CEO comes in. So that's our focus. I'm going to take my time with the new appointment of a new CEO, because I think our priority at the moment is to get the game started and to get the cost structure down, and then we'll focus on the CEO.
Peter, obviously, I know you have to take your time in getting the right person as the CEO, but obviously the game is very impatient as to who it'll be. I'm constantly asked who I think it'll be. Hoops is too. Gordy is too. Maroon, not so much. but can I just ask you, is there a preference there for to get someone from within the game or someone who has got an experience outside the game?
Look, as I said, Paul, I haven't really given it much thought. My preference at the moment is to back Andrew Abdo, who's the interim CEO. He has done a lot of hard work in his time in the last 6 years. He's responsible for a lot of the revenues that the game has generated, the new revenues outside broadcast. He's also an integral part of the broadcast negotiations. He's a very good commercial operator, and he will be crucial in the next 3 or 4 months when we're looking at this cost structure. And what I found in life is in anyone that can come through a crisis and can handle a crisis, handle the stress of it, is a pretty good operator. So this is a good test for Andrew, and this will determine some of our thinking moving forward.
Pete, I was a little bit taken aback and surprised this week when Clint Newton came out and suggested that May 28 wasn't a rock solid, locked and loaded date, and that, you know, we needed to still wait to get further advice from the medical experts and biosecurity experts and all that sort of thing, essentially suggesting that it was a little bit premature to be trumpeting that date. What did you make of that?
Look, Clint prosecutes his case for the players, and he may have had some players that have expressed concern. But look, in my opinion, we should all be sticking together internally. We've got enough external battles to worry about with the many critics that are out there and the ones that are using alarmist rhetoric and scaremongering. We need, as a code and as a game, to stick together in the trenches at all times. But in saying that, I understand Clint's got a job to do, and I respect that. And Clint's a very good operator, and I've got a lot of time for him. So we'll certainly have discussions next week and hopefully satisfy some of his concerns.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it, Pete? Because you'd think at this time, like you guys in there at the NRL, have particularly yourself, to be honest, you've lobbied government in 2 countries, 3 states, to get the game going. You're now having high pressure talks with the 2 broadcasters to get it all up. The last thing the game needs is when it's all finally, all the ducks are in a row, is for the players to say, well, we're not happy about coming back yet.
Look, I think that the players and Clint have been most cooperative and most enthusiastic. This was just a very rare moment. I don't think there's been anyone as supportive as the players or Clint. So, look, I'm sure that this is a thing for the past, and let's look towards the future.
What about the Origin, Pete? It's at the end of the season now. How does that how does that play out?
Well, there's 2 reasons for it to be at the end of the season. One is there's a possibility we'll have crowds, and we may have not the crowds of a normal State of Origin, but a limited crowd with social distancing. And there's a few ideas we have in rewarding the emergency workers, and that came from one of the TV stations, which I think is a very good idea. There's another one where we put people on an app, and if you're a really hardcore supporter and you can stay at home for 14 days and isolate yourself, and we track you on the app, that you can go to the game. So there's a few things that we can do in that period of time. But for me, it's also on the integrity and the authenticity of the competition. Because there's less rounds that will be played, no matter where we land on the rounds, there will be still less than what it has been in previous years. Mm. And you want to leave the player roster for the clubs to be able to compete to get into the finals. Mm. By having the State of Origin mid-season with less rounds, those teams that provide the majority of the players will be at a disadvantage. Mm. So in order to make it credible and authentic, I think that's one of the reasons that really drove me to having them at the end of the year, is to give every club every opportunity to make the finals.
Well, on that, one of the big discussions about this whole resumption of the competition and how many rounds is played is the fact that I think the Roosters have been quite vocal that they need, they believe there should be more rounds to make it a fairer competition, because the integrity competition has suffered somewhat by being shortened, which obviously makes the teams who have got no competition points, it makes it more difficult for them to make the finals in a shortened competition. And that impacts in a number of ways. First, the Roosters looking for 3 in a row are going to be impacted, because it's going to be very difficult for them in a shortened competition to make it in the top 4. Second part of that is the other sides who haven't won a game yet, like the Warriors and the Titans, and probably aren't expected to do much. There's a fear that they might essentially put the queue in the rack earlier than normal, given that the season might be over earlier than normal. Is that a legitimate complaint, or and has that been considered when you guys talk about the length of the competition?
Extremely valid. Everything you've said is spot on. And that's why we want a longer, more rounds. And, as I said, the competition's got to be credible and authentic. And you need to give every team every opportunity to make the finals. And I think the Roosters have got a very good point in having as many games as we can. So that's certainly been in the mix and the decision-making process, no doubt about it.
Is there a chance then, if Hugh Marks digs his heels in and says, okay, well, we'll give you 15 more rounds and that'll make it a 17-round competition, four-week final system, grand final October 4, which then doesn't impact on all the programming after that because that was the original date for the grand final. If he refuses to budge on that, what chance is it that you guys will override that and say, no, well, we're going to play longer and Hugh, you're going to have to either put the games on yourself or sell them to another free-to-air network?
Now, to be fair to Hugh, and he's copped some unwarranted criticism, he always respects that we make the final decision. He'll accept what decision we make, no problem at all. Channel 9 will telecast whatever decision we make. But as a broadcast partner and as a vital component of our game, you have to respect their views and you have to take their views into account. They're running a pretty serious commercial operation. Their revenues are significantly down because of the virus. A good partner helps another partner at that time. So we're giving the respect to the broadcast partners. And it's just not Channel 9. The senior partner in this whole thing is Fox. Mm. And, we're trying our hardest to do everything we can to assist Fox because they're the ones that provide the most revenue to the game. But the time has come to make a decision. We've had various meetings, we've listened, and as I said, the meetings have all been held in very good faith, high spirit. There's never been an argument. So I don't think that there'll be any problem, whatever decision the NRL makes, that the broadcasters, they'll be there and ready and willing to go.
All right, Pete. Well, good to catch up with you, mate. You've cleared a few things up there, and hopefully we can talk to you again in the next couple of weeks.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
There he is, Peter Volandis, the chairman of the ARL, joining us on the Saturday Sin Bin here with Kenty Hoops, Gordy Tallis, and Marie.